Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Great Drake's going to be making an appearance on the show to talk about what movies are coming out this weekend.
Ready?
Our buddy Glenn Powell, you guys.
Is he still blossoming?
He's so blossoming.
When is he going to fully develop?
Yeah, he needs to bloom.
I don't think you ever complete blossoming when you're Glenn Powell. You just
You bloom at some point.
You keep blossoming until you...
Every flower blooms. Well, when you're blossoming, you bloom.
Yeah. So he's in a movie this week, so I'm excited to see.
I'm sure you are.
It's about the NASA, the lady, what's her name?
Taraji P. Henson. Henson.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Yeah. She's in that movie, too. What's it called? I should know what it's called, but I forgot.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Hidden Figures.
I'm going to take my daughter and my boyfriend's daughter to see that tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, you never heard about these women.
Right.
I never knew that there were African-American women involved in that. I did not know
women,
that.
Women, period, either.
Women period, back then. In NASA, but way back in the, early 70s, I guess?
Well, let's see. My brother was born, I remember, this was late 60s, I believe. Because I was thinking about when my brother was born, and they were videoing it on TV. They had the movie camera. Mm-hmm. My brother was sitting by the TV in his little baby carrier or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was late 60s, I guess.
I never knew that.
So we'll talk to Grant and see what she thinks of the movie. But from the buzz I've been hearing, because it was released in limited theaters, it's doing okay.
Yeah.
People are liking it. We'll talk to her in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Kelly, I'm happy that you told us Alan is planning you a surprise birthday.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm assuming he is, because this is what I told him. I said, look, I'm having a very big birthday this year.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is show up for it. Because I'm going to tell you, I've had two milestone birthdays,
mm-hmm.
20 and 30.
Right.
And I planned both of them myself. Because
you don't want
I just
to.
Did. It's like nobody else was doing it.
But don't you have
so
a friend
I
that.
I did it. And I had, and I was like, this, for my third milestone birthday, I just don't want to do it. I just want to show up and everybody celebrate me.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
Not at all. Not at all.
Now, do you want the annual Kelly Raspberry birthday throwdown?
That's what I'm saying. You need to talk to Alan because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Oh, did you hear that? That's Al's heartbreaking.
You have to just talk to him.
No, we'll do something. Okay, I'll talk to him.
Because I don't know. And what if you plan to do something and he's like, dude,
yeah,
that's the same night or something. I don't know.
But that's when Al makes the
surprise,
most money.
Surprise, maybe the big surprise is I don't do nothing.
No.
See, that's not a big surprise.
That wouldn't be a very good surprise. Your birthday is on a Thursday this year.
I know.
All right.
I feel like it's on a Thursday every year.
And no, Al always throws the party on a Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Why go to work?
I'm already busy on Friday, Saturday. So,
all rested.
It's a business decision.
So my birthday is actually on a Thursday this year.
So good.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Alan, don't plan anything. Call me, Holmes.
Do you want a surprise? You want to be surprised? Like, you don't know what day it's going to happen? Have you ever had one of those?
What did I just say? I'm sorry.
No, I know you did. But every time we try to do a surprise for you, it gets ruined.
I want to be surprised.
But every time we try, one of your friends tells us no.
She just said for the last 5 minutes, I want a surprise. I want to show up.
I actually fussed at a friend of mine.
I know.
Because I've never had a surprise because of one particular friend.
Yep.
Who always comes to me and says,
"We're playing."
Al's doing something, but I told him you don't like surprises. I'm like,
see?
What?
It's every year.
I've never had one. You don't like surprises. So you assume because you don't like surprises, I don't like surprises.
You told her that.
I did. I said, I've never had a surprise because you always tell me I'm going to be surprised.
So it's out there. You want it.
I
want
to be surprised.
Thank you.
Okay.
It did remind me of an awkward situation at my son's birthday, since we're talking about birthday parties.
Uh-huh.
My son turned 5, and we went to one of those places where they have the gymnastics stuff going on. They have balance beams and the foam pit and a little zip line. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And so the kids go out there, they play, and then once you get done playing, you go up to your room.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to do the whole birthday celebration, the cake and all that.
Yes, and you send the kids home worn out, and the parents are so appreciative.
The greatest.
Yes.
It's the best birthday party you could throw because, like Kelly says, your kids just go automatically to sleep once you get home.
Right.
So I'm working the door because there are some parents that are showing up late because there's birthday parties at that time of the year and there's numerous people that were missed the play portion, but they want to come to the cake.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the greeter at the door. My wife is crazy running around making sure everything's happening and going well. Turns out we forgot a candle, so my wife leaves the room and she's getting a candle with one of the employees. And I'm standing at the door and a couple of people I know walk in. Hey, what's up, man? Good to see you. Hey, little guy, boom. Then this guy walks in. And it's one of those awkward situations where I could possibly embarrass myself because I should know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to embarrass them. So this gentleman walks in with his daughter, this Asian gentleman. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, bro, good to see you again. And he looks at me and he goes, what's up, man? Walks in, grabs a juice box, gets himself some snacks, gets a granola bar. Walk, looks around, he has a present in his hand. Little girl starts walking and sits down right next to the cake.
Okay.
Like, okay, cool. My wife comes back in. We're about to sing happy birthday to Kaysen. And she looks over and she sees the same guy. And she goes, who's that? And I said, I thought you knew him. And she goes, no. And I said, well, did you send invitations to Kaysen's school? Maybe it's a parent of a little girl that we didn't know and you know the mom maybe? And she goes, maybe. Maybe it could be. And I said, okay. So what do? We go ask him?
Yes.
And embarrass him? Or do we just
say,
wait?
Sorry, I've never met you before. And that's all you have to do.
Right. Yeah. I could have. But we're getting to the birthday song. No, absolutely not. I decided
that.
The smart thing would be to see what he would do when we finally sang happy birthday to Kaysen.
What do you mean?
Because during the song, you say happy birthday, dear Kaysen. And surely if he knows Kaysen, he'll sing along. If he doesn't know Kaysen, that's when we'll know if we have a party crasher, right?
That's your plan.
Be a mistake. Are there more birthday parties going on?
Yeah, there's other birthday parties in other rooms.
Yeah, okay. All right.
and I figured that would be the best way. That way
I'm going with you.
Embarrassed. He doesn't get embarrassed. Nobody gets embarrassed.
I'm going with you.
I don't like feeling embarrassment.
All right.
And I assume other people don't as well. So we start singing happy birthday to Kaysen. Everybody's singing happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I cannot focus on my son and the cute little candle right there lighting up his sweet little five-year-old face because I'm looking over at my dude just to see what he's going to do. He's singing along with the little girl. Little girl never said a word. And they're singing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And as soon as we get to the name, I see him start looking around like something clicked. And we say, happy birthday, dear Kaysen. He stood up straight during the song and started doing like the pee-pee dance. And we finished the song. As we're finishing the song, he walks over to the snacks table, grabs the little to-go bags that we made for the kids.
He got a snack.
He got a party favor. And a party favor.
He got a swag bag.
That's tacky.
And walked out.
That's tacky.
And I'm looking around like, this guy just stole from my kid.
It started off as an innocent mistake.
Yeah, then he didn't want to be embarrassed. He probably just did that to save face. Like,
I'm going to make it look like.
Let me grab a bag and cell phone and act like I belong here.
Didn't say a word to anybody. Just got up. The song wasn't even done. The Kaysen wasn't even blowing out the candle. You could probably see him in the video walking by. And he grabs a party favor and leaves the party.
Were they good party favors?
Can you blame him? They're the party favors that you go home and you're like, I don't need these little tiny toys anymore in my house.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I did the right thing, right? I didn't embarrass him. He didn't embarrass me.
I'm sorry. I don't know you. Why wouldn't you? That's an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
God, I can't, Kelly. It was too awkward.
Come on.
You can do that kind of stuff.
How hard is that? I'm Kaysen's dad. I'm afraid we haven't met before. I'm sorry, Kaysen. We're at the wrong party. May I please have a party favor anyway? Thank you.
And then I felt rude because I did it the way I did. I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I've gone to the wrong funeral before.
What? When did you find out?
Viewing. It was at a funeral home, and there's...
You walked up and you were like, I don't know that body.
Wrong body. I was at the wrong... And they have like two or three rooms with caskets and bodies in there. And I didn't know the person real well, and I got there a little bit late, so I kind of sat at the back, and I'm looking around like, But it was no big deal. And I walked up, viewing time, you go pay your respects. I walked up like, whoa. I grabbed me a goodie bag, and I left.
All right, you feel better that way. Nobody said anything. You weren't embarrassed.
You know, that's a great idea.
Goodie bags at funeral?
Funeral goodie bags.
What are you going to give away?
Something that meant something to the person that died.
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
They do programs sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. that.
At first, I didn't. I maybe didn't agree, but now that you're saying that, yeah, it does actually make sense.
What if the dearly departed loved paydays and crossword puzzles? Yeah. You get a little goodie bag filled with his favorite candy and crossword puzzle. That is a beautiful way to remember someone.
Maybe we'll start doing that. That is cool.
Next person that dies.
There you go. No?
I'd be cool. Yes. All right, I'd have to think of what I'd want in my goodie bag.
That's your family take care of it. A lot of people are asking if he left the gift. No, he did not. He took the gift with him because obviously it was not for my son.
So maybe during Feel Good Friday, people can let us know what they would want in their funeral goodie bag, among other things.
It makes you feel good, like talking about your funeral. It is time for Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. We want you to give us a call and tell us what you are excited about.
Yeah, sure.
It could be happening today, tomorrow. Heck, it could be happening a month from now. As long as it's making you feel good, we want to hear about it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
Kelly Raspberry is feeling good because she may have started a new tradition at memorial services.
Yes, I'm seeing how I can monetize this.
The goodie bag.
The funeral goodie bag. The funeral.
Hey, funeral business is always booming.
Yeah.
I heard
people
it was
always
dead.
Dying.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive to die.
It's expensive to die, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, we give goodie bags at birthday parties. Why not at farewell parties?
I love it.
Somebody called in. Apparently, Annabella did something similar. Hi, Annabella.
Hey.
You guys did a goodie bag at a funeral?
Well, kind of. Just the idea of doing something that the person loves to remind everybody of. My dad died when I was 14 of cancer. And we did a memorial service, and he loved his Corona, and he loved music and concerts, so we decided we'd do his memorial at our house. Nobody was allowed to wear black. And we served a huge cooler full of his favorite beer in line and played all of his favorite music all throughout the house. And we really just partied.
That made you feel better.
He would have loved that, right?
That's
exactly
nice.
What he wanted.
Thanks, Annabella.
Sorry for your loss at such
a
young age.
Yep. 14.
Y'all have my permission to have karaoke at my funeral.
You would love that.
We finally get a chance to sing.
That would make you feel good. All right, we're doing Feel Good Friday.
Al, you want to do? Oh, I got this, Al. Hey, it's Al's turn. No. Al can't sing right now.
Just tell I'm tired. I'm just laughing.
Oh, wow.
Next on the mic is Big Al.
No more Buy Me a Boat.
A couple Feel Good Fridays from the text. Our phone number.
I bet you money Blake Shelton would show up for your funeral.
Oh, he would. He finally would. We'll have a beer for him.
Where's that witch?
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800, excuse me. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got a Feel Good Friday from China Ivy. My baby girl just turned 2 today. My husband and I are doing something right. And she sent us a picture of them together.
Aww.
Two little mommy and daughter right
All
there.
All right.
I start my workout program in 15 minutes. Yeah. Excited and nervous at the same time. Feel Good Friday.
Nice.
Yay. Hey,
good deal.
Hey,
we all start somewhere. Don't let it get in the way.
I'm starting tomorrow morning, man.
You are?
I'm starting the hardest part.
Tomorrow morning, yes.
I've been saying that a while.
Well,
but for real.
For real.
Kicking it in gear.
Yes.
Don't put so much pressure on it. Just go.
You want to do a weight loss challenge with white cheddar again?
No. I don't have enough money to do that.
Yeah. Elia? Oh, no, Elijah. I didn't see the J. Hi, Elijah.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
It's going good.
It's going good. All right, we want to know why you're feeling good today.
I'm feeling good about it's supposed to snow in Mississippi, and we don't ever get snow down here.
Exciting, isn't it?
It's ice over once.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's not snow, though.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that you get the snow you want.
And you get to make a snowman.
I want to.
All right.
How old are you, Elijah?
11.
11. You on your way to school yet?
Yes, sir.
All
See,
right.
That's something that when you live in the South and you don't get snow, you get jealous of all those kids that get snow days.
Yeah,
like
fingers crossed.
When you grow up north, you get like 15 snow days off school. Hopefully you get one of those.
All right, Elijah, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling.
Good luck on the snowman.
Tell your parents congratulations for raising such a polite child.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a good dude right there.
Love that. you know, the idea of building a snowman is fun until you actually get out there and it's like, this is cold.
So hard,
this
too.
This is so cold.
It's so difficult.
And it is hard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've never managed to do one more than like a foot or two tall.
I didn't like the snowman. The sledding was fun for a bit.
Yeah, if you got a good hill, get
sledding
some cardboard.
Sledding and then the hot chocolate, that was the good day.
Or you need some, you can either get some cardboard.
Just get a disc.
No, get a cardboard. Or you get a laundry basket, and if depending on how big you are or small you are, you can sit in that laundry basket and go down a hill. Woo, that's good stuff. That's fun right there.
Maggie D wrote and said, I'm happy about them Cowboys.
Yeah.
My son's a student at Houghton High where Dak graduated.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool. A little connection right there. Well done.
How about them Cowboys?
They got the week off, so they'll be chilling, seeing who they're going to play next week.
All right.
Let's go with Debbie. Debbie.
Hey.
Kicking off 2017 right?
Right. Trying to.
What do you got going on?
I have a date. A first date.
Really?
Ooh. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So exciting.
Where'd you meet him?
We actually met a few months ago in a bar.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shout out.
And we've met up a couple of times since then, but we've never been on
a real date.
Right.
Do you know where he's taking you?
I do, to a really nice restaurant. I live in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a really little nice restaurant downtown.
So he's picking you up and everything. It's all like...
He's picking me up.
That's a big deal, man.
What are you wearing?
I have a cute black dress with some black boots.
There you
perfect.
Go.
Yeah, you want to wear something. I like something you feel really pretty in and comfortable.
Right. There you go.
Love it.
And you're hoping for the whole door opening of the car and letting you in the car type thing, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Now, when he drops,
he's listening.
When he drops you off, are you going to invite him in?
Oh, ow.
Of course. No, I will. Come in.
Man, all right.
Come in.
All right. Come on in. It's cold out there, big boy.
Debbie's hung out with him a few times.
Well, you have a wonderful time.
Have fun.
Have a blast, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
It's cold out there, big boy.
Come in here. I'll warm you up. I'll warm you up. Hi, Macy.
Hi.
So you got something exciting going on next week?
Yes, so exciting.
What's going on?
I am starting my very first shift as a nurse.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
yes.
Thank you. I just graduated in December, and next week is going to be my first day.
Wow. And what department are you going to work in?
It's going to be med surg, so it's like old people.
That's cool.
I'm working up to babies.
Okay, so you have to rotate around.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I might.
I love it.
Going to be old people.
Might just love the old people.
Yeah, I would think baby diapers are way easier than old people diapers.
Oh yeah.
I work as a nurse's assistant right now, so it's a lot harder to change an old person's diaper.
Well, they're heavier. That first thing.
Yeah, they're heavier. Throw those legs up.
Yeah, they can actually talk to you instead. Yeah. So it's weird. Macy, you have a blast on your first shift. I liked Macy. Every time she finished a sentence, she laughed. That means she's a happy person.
Yep.
Hey, Christine.
Hey.
So what's going on with you?
Well, actually, I was calling about the services earlier that you guys were talking about.
Oh, the funeral goodie bag.
Yeah, because that's making us feel good.
Well, we didn't exactly do a goodie bag, but my great-granddaddy growing up gave every kid $2 bills when $2 bills were still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for his memorial, they did a small excerpt on his life and attached a $2 bill to everybody that had come in.
Oh, that's cool.
Because $2 bills are supposed to be super good luck, right?
Somebody mailed us one.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I have one.
Good luck. I have it
in
my wallet.
Yeah, I actually collect them now.
Oh, nice. That's awesome, Christine.
I know a guy that still has them. He goes to strip clubs a lot, and he thinks it like makes him a better tipper to give $2 instead of one.
That's nice. Make him a way better tipper if he gave 20s.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine. Sorry, we had to talk about strip club. Talking about that. This is really cool. You don't hear about this happening very often nowadays. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey.
So what are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating 41 years of matrimony today.
All right.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You know what people are going to ask you, Carolyn? It's that question you probably get all the time since you've been married a long time. What is the secret to a successful marriage?
I have no idea. Opposites attract, I guess. I don't know.
You guys are opposites?
Oh, very opposite. He's a Venezuelan. I'm American. He's very forgetful. I have to keep everything organized. So I guess we complement each other. I think he's made me a better person, at least.
That's the point. That's find somebody that makes you a better person. That might be the tip right there. Thank you, Carolyn. You guys have a wonderful day today. 41 years. Married.
That's a long time.
Long time.
That was good.
Long time.
How long were your parents married, Al? Long time, right?
50-something. 52 or 3.
What about your parents, Kelly?
Let's see. Coming up, this year will be their 52nd in March. Be their 52nd. It's awesome.
Wow. Mine never got married. So
they're crazy like that.
But my mom and my dad that I grew up with, they've been married a long, long time.
My marriage is one of the happiest years of my life.
Yeah?
Well, part of it was.
Well, he was married for 3.
Yeah.
One happy woman there.
Speaking of marriage, Misty's got some great news for us. Hi, Misty.
Hey, Misty.
Misty? Oh, hold on. Let me hit that button.
There you go.
That would help. Got stuck. There you go,
there
Misty.
You are,
sorry
Misty.
About that.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Well, I finally got engaged over the holidays.
Yay.
Finally.
I'm being told he did it in a very cute way.
Oh, how?
Yes, he strung Christmas lights up in our friend's pasture, and when I read it, asked him, you know, everyone here is married. He said, because it's for you.
Aww.
And he got down on one knee and, you know, asked me in front of all of our friends.
Aww, you're totally surprised.
Yes, I was very surprised.
How long did you date before he popped the question?
4.5 years.
That's good. That's great.
Awesome. Yeah.
Pasture proposal.
Have you already set the wedding date?
No, I'm still trying to figure out any ideas.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty online, girl. Go online. You can be on Pinterest all day and that Knot website. Everybody loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck.
Have fun.
Good
Being luck. Engaged is the fun part.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Most people do it about a year.
Yeah, everybody wants to see your ring. Everybody's so excited for you. Then you get married and nobody cares anymore. Because it's like, oh, well, now you're just one of us.
Yeah, you're just married. Yeah.
Being engaged, man, is great.
That's fun. That's the fun part, for sure.
But you're saying marriage is not.
Well, no, it's still great, but it's just like being engaged is everybody's still excited and giddy and can't wait. And there's a big party
you
coming.
You get attention.
You get to be the princess. And then once you're married, the princess part's over. You just go into the regular. I mean, not that being, I'm not saying being married is great, but being engaged is fun.
Yeah. I'm enjoying marriage.
Because you're looking forward to something. I think that might have something to do with it. You're looking forward to the wedding day. You're looking forward.
And everybody's throwing you parties and celebrating you.
After you get married, you're not really, you know, looking forward.
Yeah, you get to go to the store with that little gun. Beep, beep. I want this, 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 this.
That was my favorite.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, man. That was my, you go Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Point of that thing.
And you get married and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
If this doesn't work out for you today, Lauren, we have an idea. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
So what are you doing today?
I have a job interview today. I'm super not happy at my job right now, so this is a big blessing for me. So I'm super excited about it.
Well, if that one doesn't go well, Big Al Max looking for a manager.
I'm looking for a cook and a manager.
And a cook.
Yeah. Please.
Well, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. And Kelly, I'm actually from Myrtle Beach. So.
Yay!
Awesome.
Yeah, that's exciting. But I've always wanted to talk to you guys, so this is a huge deal for me. So I just wanted to say I hope you guys have a great weekend.
You
too.
Thank
maybe
you
this too. Maybe getting through on the phone was a good luck thing.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody
Hopefully.
Pray for
Wish
Lauren.
Yeah, pray for me.
Pray for Lauren in her job interview.
Let us know if you get it, okay, Lauren?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. No. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, baby.
And one more time, Big Al Mac has something to say for us.
Come on in. It's cold out there, big boy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, big boy.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a text message here for Big Al Mac.
Yes, sir.
From the last break.
Uh-oh.
So Big Al made this strip club comment right as my kid's teacher opened the door to let them out of the let them out at school. LOL, not a good look.
What?
And sometimes you get awkward moments. You know what I'm saying?
It happens.
It's all good.
My bad. I think that cures everything.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, as long as you say my bad.
My bad.
You're good. I have great news, Jenna.
What?
For you and me.
Okay.
Because Jenna and I have... always talked about how we're Taco Bell heads. We love Taco Bell.
You love the
Is
Taco
that what
Bell.
We are when we're a fan? We're a Taco Bell head?
I'm trying to coin a term.
Oh, I
so
see.
That Taco Bell will...
Okay.
All right.
Holla.
What's the good news?
So I have a cheat day for my diet, and I go eat Taco Bell. I do it every weekend.
Right.
Sometimes I skip it, but I try to every weekend. Well, turns out we don't need to worry anymore, Jenna. because Taco Bell is now one of America's healthiest fad food chains.
Fast food.
What did I say?
You said fad.
What is a fad food?
It's a trendy
today,
food.
Gone tomorrow.
Very true.
Yes.
But it's healthy now. Now, I thought it was the bean and cheese burrito I was eating and the Mexican pizza, but those are not healthy. It's that low-calorie fresco menu that they have, and apparently the high-protein cantina menu. And they also have the vegetarian menu certified by the American Vegetarian Association.
But have you tried any of those things on that healthy menu?
I've had some stuff from the cantina menu.
What do you think?
Because it's mostly meat. It's good.
But you'd still rather go back to the fat stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest.
The Doritos Locos Taco.
More cheese, more grease, more onion, everything. It's just better.
See, and anything I get there, I get it without cheese.
Yeah.
Which I think they're probably like, what are you doing getting Mexican food without cheese? But the bean burrito without cheese is not unhealthy at all.
Really?
Well, it's the cheese that makes it. Well, yeah, the beans are vegetarian or something.
Well, now we could just eat it whenever. It's healthy.
Just whenever you want.
Point right there.
So now it doesn't even quantify as a cheat day.
No.
Because it's so healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to find something else to cheat with.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Al. Maybe I'll come down and eat some wings at your bar.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's definitely cheating.
Speaking of Big Al's bar,
yes.
Jerry Springer making another appearance.
He did.
Is this the fifth one, Big Al?
It's the fifth one, yeah. He sang three Elvis songs. He sang...
Because it's Elvis's birthday.
Uh-huh. It was actually next week, but he came down this week to celebrate.
And it works out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you heard, he was on our show yesterday. We actually have a video with him where we're Justin and I are trying to teach him the hot words for 2017.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then he went over to Al's bar later on that evening
and sang. Yep.
How many people would you say were there? Hundreds?
Small Al's. Yeah, a couple hundred maybe.
Here's Jerry Springer singing Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams are
yours. Is that a live guitarist?
It's a track.
He does have a great Elvis voice.
Yeah, somebody looked at me and he goes, man, he really takes this Elvis thing serious, doesn't he? I mean, he really does. He gets into it.
Did he need to be done by like 8 p.m. or something? Did he have
He didn't start till like 8:15. He got there at 8. They did some interviews from his network, CW Network, outside on the patio.
Yeah.
It was cold. And he came in and sang three songs, and he took pictures for a solid hour and 15, 20 minutes.
What?
I mean, with everybody that wanted one. Some people looked back around and got another one. I mean, took a picture with everybody.
Were the cops called
The cops were not called.
All right.
No.
Did you go up there and sing Buy Me a Boat?
I did not. This was Jerry's night.
Did he sing
Well done, Al.
My favorite, Can't Help Falling in Love?
He did.
Oh.
He sang Love Me Tender, Can't Help Falling in Love. And the last song was actually a song by another person, but Elvis sang it. I couldn't tell you the name of it. But
another slow one?
Yeah. That's what he does. He does the ballads.
Yeah.
I wish he would just rip into a Jailhouse Rock
I do too.
I get it. He's older.
That's his wheelhouse, though.
Yeah, the slow ones.
And he gets into it, man. Yeah, he has a great time, and everybody loves it.
Speaking of music, Ed Sheeran dropped two new songs for us today.
I've already bought them both.
You bought them both?
I bought them both. I love them.
Kelly's favorite, which one was it? Castle on the Hill one.
But the Love Your Body one. It's a castle.
Castle.
I appreciate lyric videos so much.
Yeah, really.
Because being a girl, I want to learn the words as quickly as possible.
I don't know
if it's true for boys as much.
Oh, yeah, we did. Men or women.
It.
Well, actually, I did. I don't know if every dude did.
But I want to memorize lyrics as quickly as possible so I can sing along in the car.
I do too.
I appreciate the lyric videos, which Ed has out for both of these songs.
I think I enjoy songs much more.
When you know the lyrics?
Yeah, you do, because you actually...
Sure. I don't know if I actually go to the trouble to look up the lyrics.
Oh, I do.
You don't?
Typically, I don't. I just listen to the song over and over till I kind of figure it out. The popular songs, you hear them on the radio like every other minute anyway. So
sometimes you have to look them up because you don't know what the heck they're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
Especially like hip-hop songs. I would have to slow them down sometimes.
Yeah.
When I learned Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast, I had to slow that song down and learn it.
Rihanna's Work, 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 Work Do you have any idea what she's saying?
No.
You'll listen to the song as you're reading lyrics, and you're like, that's not what she's saying. That cannot be what she's saying right now.
Do you know all the lyrics to 24 Karat?
If I sang it along to the song, probably.
Yeah, not.
I couldn't just bust it out right now. Why?
I'm just asking. I know it's a popular song that you like.
I like doing the backup.
Yeah.
On 24 Karat Magic. I like being the backup dude. Showtime.
That's just echoing.
Showtime. Yeah.
I got it.
So?
He's repeating what he said.
I've got to come up. I got to find me another current karaoke song for this year. Last year it was Buy Me a Boat the whole year.
Why don't you try a different genre?
It was Neon Lights for about a year.
Why don't you try something else? Something else new. Shake it up.
Can people send you requests for you to learn this
year?
Sure.
All right. Sure.
Twitter?
I'll sing some new karaoke tomorrow.
Pick one of Ed Sheeran's new singles.
Yeah, Castle on the Hill.
I hear you singing Castle on the Hill.
The other song, Shape of You, maybe this one, Al.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
See, this is all.
Push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
Yeah.
Last night you were in my room.
It's not really that
my bedsheets smell like you.
I think you showered.
Discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
You think you do that one out?
No. Not my range.
What do you mean it's not?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to sing Ed Sheeran's sing
song?
Gosh, his voice.
No. I'm not going to put people through that.
Yeah, I got it. Song choice is important in karaoke.
Yeah.
Danielle wrote us and said, JC started watching This Is Us. I am hooked. Can't wait till next week.
Well, you have a
This Is Us comes back next week, you guys.
Did it go somewhere?
Yeah.
Well,
they do winter hiatuses now in all the big shows, which is very frustrating. You know, they do that with Scandal, but she had a baby, right?
Walking
Dead.
There was
a longer one for her.
I guess
they've done that before in past seasons.
I guess they did it with Empire because didn't
Empire
ended and then they started this new show, Star?
Star.
Yeah, they take the holiday off.
Yeah.
I didn't get on Star. I watched the first episode and I didn't watch the last one, so I think I'm not going to jump on. But I liked it. It was okay. It was just a lot.
It's no This Is Us.
I'm seriously telling you, if you watch this.
I know. I just don't want to.
I know you don't
I
want
don't
to. Want to
cry every week. I just
You don't cry every week.
I don't either.
Everybody cries every week on
No,
This Is Us.
No. Not every week. Maybe a little tear, but not like
boo-hoo. That's crying.
It's good.
I don't feel like it. Okay? No, back off.
I want to watch TV and wipe my eyes. I don't.
Have you noticed I try every day to get Kelly to watch This Is Us? And I'm not going to stop.
I want to be entertained and lighthearted right now.
Right.
It's like when I went to the movies the other day and watched Rogue One, and they were showing this new movie, Dunkirk, starring Harry Styles, that's coming out this summer. It is tragic and awful. It's going to be a great movie, but I can't watch it because it's just young boys getting shot. And it's awful. And all I could imagine, I was telling everybody in the studio this morning, is all these Harry Styles fans are going to go to this movie. And every time he comes on the screen, they're going to scream, "Oh, Harry!" And he's like trying to act here. He's trying to show you these drowning and being shot. I'm not spoiling anything. If you go to the movies, it's in the trailer. I don't know that he necessarily drowns, but he's underwater screaming.
Well, he's trying to get away
from
bullets.
It's horrible. This is all, and I can't sit there and watch that. I don't want to do that right now. So I do not want to watch Dunkirk, and I don't want to watch This Is Us.
There you go.
That's the point of that.
American Wife, I think that's the name of the show, the comedy. That's a funny
one. I've seen a couple of episodes of that, and that's really funny.
Yeah.
She's a girl that says everything she thinks and suffers the consequences.
My wife did that.
We all have that friend.
Didn't work out so well for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see if who gets offended at this and who thinks it's funny. Or maybe it's both. Because there's a British comedy sketch called Real Housewives of ISIS.
Oh, no.
It's a real thing, Kelly.
I'd be scared to do something like that.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think they have a sense of humor about that.
No, I don't think so.
No, they don't. No.
Right now, apparently,
I wouldn't play it if I was you either, because I'm part of the show.
I ain't afraid of no ISIS. I said it.
Okay.
Right, this is America
play the clip.
No, we're America.
I am Kelly Raspberry, and I am afraid.
Yeah.
I'm
Big Al, and I'm with Kelly.
I'm not going to let them make me all scared. Nah, man.
Wait, I want to hear.
I'm not going to go over there until there's spot. I'm not going to go over there.
Fine, because they're coming over here.
They come over here. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Whoop your butt. Well, I'm going to do. Anyways, it's on YouTube. Real Housewives of ISIS.
Just go look it up.
Coming up this season on The Real Housewives of ISIS.
It's only 3 days till the beheading, and I've got no idea what I'm going to wear. Abdul seduced me online. He had me at free healthcare. So this is my sixth marriage. I've been widowed 5 times. 6 times.
I'm so glad I've moved over here. It's everything those guys on the chat rooms told me it would be, and it's full of so many wonderful surprises.
Didn't have to do this in Birmingham.
Coming up next week...
He won't stop talking about his 40 virgins. Why can't he be happy with me?
Ali bought me a new chain, which is 8 foot long. So I can almost get outside, which is...
I don't honestly get it. I can't understand half of what was being said.
It's just interesting.
It's time.
All
for
the housewives
news.
Are British. All the housewives are British.
Yeah.
I heard this morning.
Well, they're British people.
What?
This is tidbit news. I heard this morning that Al Qaeda is really upset with ISIS.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Sorry, ladies. It's Tidbit News.
It's Tidbit News. Look it up.
That's
you want to know more info.
For you.
I saw it on ABC News this morning.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're at odds right now. They might battle.
You see the weirdest
thing
on the news.
They've always been at odds, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. It's tidbit news, Jenna.
Jenna, yes. I'm Jenna.
Jenna, Kelly. What else?
He didn't see you for a couple weeks. He forgets. You got to go see Yael. Time to time. Big Al, I got something for you.
Got something else for me?
Fund do or fund don't.
Oh, cool.
This is the segment where we scour the internet. We try to find those small companies trying to raise money for their products.
Yes.
And I think we found one right down your alley.
Okay.
We'll do a little fund do or fund don't next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So whenever you talk to rich people, rich dudes, they always tell you to make money, you got to diversify or whatever.
Yeah, you do.
Do that thing. So that's what we want to do, fun do or fun don't.
Okay.
You know, they have those startups. You go on the internet and people ask for money. And, hey, if you donate a certain amount of money.
Like GoFundMe or Kickstarter or things like that.
And we'll hook you up with this package.
Right.
Or you'll be one of the first people to receive the product once we have it in stock.
Sure.
Right.
That sort of stuff. So our production team looked far and wide on the internet and found some for us.
Well, let me hear them.
This one's for you, Big Al Mac.
All right, come on. I got a couple extra dollars here.
How would you like the Twin Shaver?
The what?
The Twin Shaver, Al. The quickest, smoothest, and safest head shave ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would be
You need that.
Yeah.
How does this work?
Well, here's the creator telling us how it works.
The Twin Shaver is equipped with 2 brand blades that are clipped onto the holder. All it takes is a gentle push. With its ergonomic handle, the Twin Shaver keeps your hand in a natural position and is easy to move around your head. Thanks to the protective grid on the brand blades, the Twin Shaver glides smoothly across your skin and practically eliminates the risk of cutting yourself. Thanks to its efficient design, you save a considerable amount of time and get a perfect shave. The Twin Shaver is not just for men. Ladies, too, find it most appealing. It's ideal when you're running late and need to shave your legs quickly without cutting yourself.
That's right. Huh. Is there ever a time where you need to shave your legs and cut yourself?
So it's kind of like 2 razors put together in like a little...
Like brass knuckle.
It's a four-ring finger.
Yeah.
And the guy put it on his fingers and was... Basically, like when you rub your head...
Scrubbing his head with it. That looked painful, but it didn't
But it wasn't.
Yeah, the thing is,
I know I still miss a bunch of spots.
Will give you the safest shave ever.
What's he asking for?
Well, Big Al Mac, the goal, $95,224. I don't know why they
just... That's a lot of money for a little plastic ring pop with a couple blades.
Well, don't you want to go worldwide?
You have to have so many because demand's going to be... You have That's to have true. Enough to fill all the Bed Bath and Beyonds in the world.
Right,
Of course.
Okay, so what's he at so far?
13 days left on this one. So far, they have raised $776.
Oh, yeah.
Making it a fun to don't.
It looked good. It looked practical. Like people would buy it, I guess.
Again, if you think this is a great idea and you want to throw in the rest of the $95,000,
I don't. No.
You got time. You got 13 days.
When you're doubling, you have to replace double razor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
but it's doing half the work.
Yeah. Or what's the razors you like to use? The
Mach 3?
Disposable.
The disposable ones. You could create disposable twin shavers. Boom.
Yeah, you just toss it out.
Toss it.
I was like, what kind do I use? Boy razors?
Yeah.
I like the disposable boy razors.
Yeah. All right. Next up on fun do or fun don't.
Come on.
How about Rev Bottle, you guys?
Rev
yes.
Bottle?
For pro bottle flipping.
This is a professional sport.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Built for extreme bottle flipping battles, tournaments, and trick shots, you guys. With its aerodynamic features, the Rev Bottle is the real deal. A smooth, dynamic surface that doesn't dent easily for years to use. Because when you use the bottles that come from the store, they dent all the time, and then you can't flip it right.
How competitive is this plastic bottle flipping?
So competitive. The trick shots are getting crazy.
Okay, this is a no, don't.
It's pretty good. It even tells you where you fill up the water so that you get the perfect
optimum.
Bottle flip.
Don't get
optimum
a water
flipping.
Bottle.
Optimum,
don't
Kelly.
An Ozarka bottle.
And the question asked the most to them, why do we do this? Their response, because bottle flipping is freaking awesome.
There you go.
Simple.
Why not?
All right, fun do or fun don't.
I'm not doing it.
No? Like,
no?
Jenna?
It's ridiculous.
I don't even think I've ever tried to flip the bottle. Flip cup? No, flip cup.
Yeah, right.
But I'm telling you, this is probably funded because they can see this popping up in toy stores.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's just like a random, weird, fun,
I know, but it's
a gag
trendy fad.
Yeah, but like flip cup, you just need red Solo cups and some beer.
Yeah, but this
not
one
that easy.
This one's different, Jenna. Regular, that water bottle you have, that'll dent. This one don't. Their goal is $300.
Oh, my God. See? Why are you even asking?
It's a bottle.
I'm sure between the couple guys you can pull that together.
Ask your parents.
All right.
You know?
How much have they raised?
23
so far?
Days left. Uh-huh. These guys, with 23 days left, uh-huh. have raised $44.
How old are these guys? They did like a lemonade stand? That has to be what this is.
I'm guessing they're young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I might just.
No way.
No, just give me that.
What if I do and then I go on Shark Tank and I get rich?
You give me that $250.
They're going to sit there and tell you to leave. They won't even put you on that show with that.
Shark Tank?
No.
I'm going to think about it.
Oh,
I'm really going to think hard
that's
about
ridiculous.
This. All right, one more.
All right.
Ransomly. A Bluetooth beacon to make any room at free. So you want people to put down their phone more often because everybody's annoying. They're always on their phone, right?
It's a phone jammer.
Yeah, maybe you're in a meeting
or
at work.
Cell phone jammer. Okay.
Yeah. Ransomly creates quiet spaces to help us reconnect with the real people in our lives, not Snapchat. Here is the creator telling us all about it.
So we wanted to find a really easy way to disconnect from your phone more often. What we ended up building is a Bluetooth beacon, and that looks like a little cube that will sit in any room in your house. And
nice.
When you're in that room, you cannot access your apps. Your phone will not have access to its apps. Basically, it works in conjunction with our Ransomly app, so in a way, you create a quiet space, you know, a distraction-free space in your house where it is just people again. When you're friends with someone on the Ransomly app, you can block each other's apps, and you can send, quote-unquote, a ransom note with that block. For example, my girlfriend will block my Facebook and Instagram, which, you know, a couple apps I really love, and she'll send a note that says something like, these are blocked until you do the dishes. And it's a super effective way to get me to do chores I don't like. But, you know, you can also send sweet notes. Sometimes the notes are like, these are blocked until you take a walk or you give me a kiss. So it becomes a reminder to check in with the people, you know, the real people in my life that I love. If you really want to create a safe space for your kid and your family, then you do have to put up some digital walls.
Or you
that's
take
why
their
we
phone.
Created Ransomly, to create these
take
safe
their
spaces,
phone.
These distraction-free spaces,
practice
so
self-control.
Families can reconnect.
No.
You can talk about self-control all you want, but we don't have it. Everybody picks it up at dinner.
If you get this and you're trying to block your man's app, that's just another way you're going to nag him.
This is great.
No.
This is great.
All you have to do is turn off your Bluetooth.
Yeah. Hide his phone.
I think this could be good at the dinner table with children.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if they
kids.
Don't know how to fix it with the kids.
At
you put them in there when they're doing homework
yeah.
or at the table. If you're a parent, you really want them to, instead of taking their phone, you just like, make it to where it doesn't work.
It's invented by a woman.
I think it's invented by a guy who just talked.
No, he's a spokesman.
You know, there's a deli in Chicago. I used to live in Chicago, and that they had a cell phone jammer. They didn't want people being annoying for the hour downtown on their phone.
Right.
Literally, if your phone, well, it wasn't quite a jammer, but if your phone went off, an alarm in the store would
perfect.
Get set off, and people would look at you. So that was their way to keep it like just a phone-free lunch zone.
Teachers in classrooms could use this. When you go on a date with your girl, just put it in the middle of the table. That way you guys don't go on your phones.
This
just
is a terrible idea.
Don't get on your phone.
Ransomly.
And you send cute little notes.
No.
That's not cute. I would be
controlling
mad.
And weird.
That is a control.
It's control.
I can't wait for the wife.
No, I can't send a cute little note because you took my phone. Just send a note. Send a text.
Crazy.
Send a cute little text.
I can't wait for the wife to find the Ashley Madison app on the husband.
Yeah.
I closed this one because I found it.
Yeah, right.
All right,
you can't look at hot chicks on Instagram till I get a hug.
The goal was $5,000. Mm-hmm. 23 days left for Ransom Lee to raise money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he might make it, right?
So far, they've raised $8,541, yeah. Making it a fund due.
I'm not doing it. So, yeah. Does everybody in your group have to agree to have randomly, or you can
randomly?
Just you could randomly, or you could just take over my phone without my permission?
It looks like you have to download
cool.
the app. Yeah.
You okay. Gotta, so then I'm good.
You have to be a willing participant.
Get it all you want. I'm not getting it. Like
the marketing was just good on that. That commercial, the marketing was
so good.
That's why they raised the money.
Because they pay more money for the commercial.
Yeah, like I can't bring my Ransomly in here and turn it on and block you guys from your apps because you guys wouldn't be on the app. You have to be willing to take part in this and welcome your loved ones back into your world.
No, thank
get
you.
Get a basket, put it at the front door. Hey, drop your cell phone in there.
Wait, boom, whatever done. Happened to self-control?
Yeah.
It's not there. Kids don't have it with their phones.
Work on it.
I'll admit it, I don't have it. I'm on Mario Go whenever I get a chance. I was in the bathroom for 35 minutes yesterday. I went pee.
So was I.
That was different.
You might have an infection.
Yeah. And I was playing Mario Go.
Took you a long time.
I was hiding from the kids.
Three fun don'ts for me.
Really?
I'm not excited today.
I'm two. I'm maybe three. I'm three for three on
these. I can see where the bottle flipper thing, that would be sold in novelty stores.
Right, kind of the big rock or
I can see that.
And the twin shaver's pretty cool. Come on.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
I can see that as the as seen on TV.
Exactly.
Stuff, you know?
Al's getting three of those for Christmas next year.
Thanks, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, for the first time this year, you guys.
Yeah.
We get to talk to our best friend from RottenTomatoes.com, Gray Drake. Hi, Gray.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you, too,
You were
girl.
So delicate approaching her. You thought she maybe was still suffering a New Year's hangover?
Yeah, I was.
Hi, Gray.
I don't want to blow her ears up.
He kind of sensed that someone partied a little too hard, and she got a little bit of a code.
Oh, really?
Did you make it until midnight at least?
Yeah, and beyond, my friend.
Okay. You like she laughs like, who doesn't make it to midnight? Kelly doesn't make it.
Kelly.
Didn't make it,
you know what? Midnight is overrated.
Well, it was midnight Eastern time.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need.
And it was her first New Year's with her new boyfriend, Alan. And they didn't get to do the whole kissing thing.
But unfortunately, they were paying her to do the countdown at midnight.
All right, we don't need to go over the whole thing.
It's just because you never mess up, Kelly, so we have to enjoy for once. Hi, Grace. So we have three movies that came out this weekend, or they're coming out this weekend.
And yes, we do. So we're starting 2017 off very, very strong with a couple of films that have been in limited release in other parts of the country. So it's possible that y'all have heard of them, maybe even seen them, because I know you guys get around. So the first one is called A Monster Call.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that one.
Which one? What's this about?
So this one stars Sigourney Weaver is in it, and Academy Award nominee Felicity Jones as well. So, and Liam Neeson. And it is a visually stunning movie about a little boy whose mother is dying, and it's cancer.
Aww.
Super sad. So, right. We've already started off the year crying again.
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver is his grandmother. And he's having a lot of trouble dealing with this, obviously. And he's getting bothered by this spirit that's inhabited in a tree. And that's Liam Neeson.
Okay, I've seen the previews for this, Gray. This, like, huge tree monster that becomes his, like, mentor, really. Like, his imaginary friend or something.
Right, exactly. He is the monster in A Monster Calls. And so basically, this poor kid just keeps getting bothered by trees, and it is the reason we cut them down and make them into paper at the end.
No,
the end.
This movie, it will break your heart. It is beautiful. It is so meaningful. It is a little bit hard to watch if you're in a more emotional movie viewer like I am. And I'll tell you something. Every non-crier that I know has been destroyed by the
really
movie.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch this.
You want a good cry?
I like a good cry in movies.
Okay.
Oh, you're well hydrated.
Right, exactly.
What's it getting on the tomato meter, Gray?
89% certified fresh.
Okay.
I'm ready to cry yet.
Those other 11%, yeah. They don't like trees.
They get up and leave.
With little kids.
<Cold-hearted.
laughs> with little kids like this, though, or is it too sad?
It's too sad, really. It is rated PG-13 because it's not like overtly violent. There's not a lot of two adult things, but it is a very kind of, it's like you have to be emotionally mature to handle this movie.
Oh, right. Yeah. Don't take the little kids. You'd be barking up the wrong tree. I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah. You're so nice.
Out of the gate strong there, JC.
Thank you.
So, there's another film. Now, this was released in some parts of the country on Christmas, but it's going wide this week, and you have to see it.
Okay.
Hidden Figures.
Okay, I want to take my daughter and my boyfriend's daughter to see this. I think every little girl needs to see this, right?
Yes, because this is a true story about black women that worked at NASA that helped us in the space race, whose story, until this film, has remained completely untold. They wrote this book about them because they are extraordinary, and no one ever talked about them. Mm-hmm. So they got the likes of Taraji P. Henson mm-hmm. and Janelle Monáe and Octavia Spencer to tell these women's story. It is an exceptional film about exceptional women, and the script occasionally feels a little bit heavy-handed. It's maybe not the best written movie that I've ever seen. It doesn't matter. I saw this back just about a week after the election,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that struck me the most about it was that it made being intelligent and being patriotic really a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Huh. Awesome. I want to ask a question.
Okay.
How was Glenn Powell in the movie? I heard he was fantastic.
Oh, Glenn. He's fantastic as John Glenn,
yeah.
Who has since passed away he passed away at the end of last year.
Mm. Thanks,
and
2016.
Glenn is always so good. He had a great year last year with Everybody Wants Some. I know that y'all talk to those guys, right?
Right. Mm. Would you say his career continues to blossom?
In fact, I would say that.
See?
Yes, we see, JC.
Right before your eyes, huh?
So apparently, appropriate for all ages.
There's some movies rated PG. It is a great movie for families, for your kids, because, you know, representation matters. I can't believe it's taken us this long to tell this story of these very important people in history, and it's a great movie for you.
I had no idea. I mean, these girls apparently were like the Tuskegee Airmen of NASA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. I just
it
made that
reference.
Most of them are no longer with us, unfortunately, but without them, we would be nowhere, and that's the truth. So this movie is 93% certified fresh.
Wow. So we're 2 for 2 so far, you guys, with the movies this week.
Yep, and it's only down from here.
Oh,
okay.
Well, 2017 is not complete without another Underworld movie. Remember these?
Yeah.
There are like 18 of the Underworld movies starring the great Kate Beckinsale. And the reason that you want to see these films about the ongoing war between vampires and werewolves is because Kate Beckinsale is a total badass, and she has a pair of really incredibly well-fitting vinyl pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's hot, yeah.
God bless her. She kills these movies, so to speak. So Underworld Blood Wars is just more fightin'.
Fightin', all right.
It's just fightin'. And so they threw in a very interesting element to this movie, Nordic vampires.
Oh.
Is that the people that make the health track or something? The Nordic?
Yeah, they're in shape or something?
Yeah, that's all they do. Is
Nordic track?
Walk in place.
What are they, snow vampires or something?
They are. They're snow vampires, and it's a pretty cool concept. And that's just about all that this movie has to offer everyone.
No.
So go see it. Marvel at the vinyl pants. And how her jacket billows perfectly behind her, as always.
I love that.
Oh, it's breathtaking. And then eventually the whitey white McWhitenstein vampires are going to show up, and it's pretty interesting. It was not the best movie of the series, but there's a reason they keep making these. so you already know whether or not you want to see Underworld Blood Wars.
And it's not doing well on the meter, I'm guessing.
Sadly, it is 10%.
Better than zero.
That is true. That is
it. Well, get out there and see A Monster Calls if you want to get the tears on. Or Hidden Figures is also pretty good, 93% on the tomato meter. Underworld Blood, it's 10%. But if you want to go see Kate Beckinsale looking all good, like Gray said, go see it. Gray, so good to have you back this new year.
Great to be back, and happy 2017. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go put on my vinyl pants.
All right, then.
Yeah. Send me a pic.
She said no.
Yeah, I heard no.
That's going to be a no, Al. That's a hang up on it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.